Das ist schon mal. Torah tells us, Rashi's Truma, about the building of the Mishkan. So it tells us about donations. The path is to build a Mishkan. Hashem should dwell in that Mishkan. Understand the true essence of the Mishkan. You understand the true essence of the Mishkan. Understand the Tzuras HaMishkan, and what the Mishkan is about. The Mishkan was the Makor of Avodah, from Avodah HaMizbeach, and the Hilik of Mishkan, the Avodah HaKorbanis, which brought about tremendous bracha to the world, Ashpoa Toiv. Or said the Mizbeach was Mefarnes, the Koyach of the Mizbeach, the Mefarnes, from the Mizbeach of the Koyach of Ashpoa Toiva to the world. But the Iker, the Koyach HaToyrah, the word of Hashem came forth in the most powerful way for the Mishkan, the Dvar Hashem. And the words of Hashem from Yerushalayim. The koyach of the Mishkan, of the dwelling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst us, was that there was a different level of Torah, a different mitzias of Torah that came to the world, that we want back. As we say every day, Shibana Beis Hamikdash, we say Cholkeinu B'Seirasech, Hashem should give us our portion in the Torah through the building of the Beis Hamikdash. And from where did it emanate, the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He spoke to His nation from inside this Helik HaMishkan, from inside His house? We have to go into the holies of the holies, the holiest place. That's where Hashem's voice emanated from. From there He spoke to His nation, to Klal Yisrael, to Moshe, from the holiest point in the Mishkan, in His house, but the holiest place of His house, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of the Holies. Now, if you're going into the Beis HaMikdash, a lot of us are learning Talmud these days, we know the Beis HaMikdash, to go into the Beis HaMikdash, into a Mishkan, we're talking in this week's parasha, but the Beis HaMikdash itself, there was a process of where you were allowed to go, how far Yisraelim were allowed to go, the Ezes Yisrael, the Ezes Koyanim, we went to the Heichol, the Kodesh, and finally, the Kodesh HaKadosh, which was only allowed to be to be entered one time a year, on the holiest day of the year, on Yom Kippur. This was the holiest place in the entire world. In the Koy, in the Azara, there was the Mizbeach. There was a Mizbeach that we offered Kabbalahs on, which obviously had tremendous holiness to it. But further inside, in the Heichal, we had three vessels that were tremendously holy. You had the Aroi, you had the Mizbeach, and the Choshes. We you had the Shulchan and the Menorah. You had all the Halakha Mizvah, the Halakha Kelim, the one that we offer the incense on every day. You had the Menorah, which was lit every day. Eidus Hul Yisrael, Shashem Shoichein. It was the Eidus to Klal Yisrael, Hashem is Shoichein amongst them. And we had also the Shulchan, the Parnasa came to the world. These were the greatest of places of Oisai, the Kodesh of Oisai, the Menorah, Eidus Hul Yisrael, says there was a testimony to Yisrael, they would come in, and the Nair would be Doilek. All the time, wouldn't go out, no matter how much Shemen they put in it. The Eidus, the Yisrael, the Ashkina Shoyim Yisrael. And now we come to the holiest of places. Finally, we get into the place of the Cheder Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person would go in there, we're not allowed to go in there, the Kohen Gadol goes in, if live, and if nim, to the Kohen HaKadosh, and what is in there, by said. As we know, so what's in there, a boy says one thing, a box. No candelabras, no menorahs, no mizbechos, no shulchan, just a box. An aron. The aron was very, very nice. But it was a box. And in the box was the thing that presented us with the choira, the koyach of the kedusha of that makom, is the halakot eses adibrois, which represent the Torah. The Torah was inside that box. With everything else in the world, it's beautiful. The lights, the candles, the action, everything is beautiful, Rabbi Yisai. But the holiest of holies, Hashem's voice emanated from the place that represented the Halakha Torah of Hashem. But we're not finished. It didn't just emanate from the box or from the place where the tablets were said, Rabbi Yisai. It emanated from a different little area. Because on top of that aura, on top of that box, there were two kruvim. There were two sculptured objects on top of the aron. And the psukim say that mibein hakruvim ha'ela, that from the between these kruvim came forth the word of Hashem. It wasn't from the Ed Menorah and not from the Mizbeach, not from the Shulchan, and even in the aron of Oisai, not from the aron itself, top of the box, or from inside the box. It came from something on top of the box. It came from the kruvim on top of the box of the Aron HaKadosh. Now we have to understand, of course, this is something that needs a lot of hesber. From here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Klal Yisrael. From here, the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is heard. From the voice of Hashem, for the voice of Hashem, we know all the mitzvot that Hashem wants from us. It comes out, the source of Torah, which is the Torah, the Klal Yisrael, is from the Kruvim. The Kruvim were very, very holy. The Kruvim obviously put on the top of the box. But Rabbi Yisai, it's very, very interesting to note and to understand what was going on with those Kruvim, Rabbi Yisai. First of all, the first thing to know with the Kruvim, Rabbi Yisai, is the etzem fact that they had to have two Kruvim, Rabbi Yisai. We know that everything is Echot. First of all, it's Echot. Klal Yisrael is Echot. The Torah is Echot. Why were there two Kruvim? We should have said there should be one proof. maybe we could say that Chas V'Shalom maybe a Avodah Zarah, so we have to have a second one, like the Chazal say, Lo Toy V'Yosam Levada. Rashi says a person is alone in this world, who except one, he might make himself into Avodah Zarah. But I think there's a tremendous remez here of Boisai, in the fact that we're two Kruvim. Secondly, you have to understand the Kruvim of Boisai. If we ourselves would want to sculptor something on top of the Aron Kodesh, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mechoira, we would put grown men, a picture of Rabbi Akiva Eiger with a long beard, a picture of Yaakov Avinu, the face of the Kruvim, Rabbeisai, were faces of babies. Kruv, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Kiravyo, like a baby. That's the face of Torah. Baby face? Baby face is the face of Torah? The face of Torah is Zikna, Talmud Chachamim, long beards, two babies. Very nice, potential, everything's gevaldik. But the holiest of holiest place, at the face of babies. And the third remez I would like to talk about, Rabbi Sam, which this, some of these things we did talk about this year, I have a new insight into the remez. V'hoyu ha-kruvim poseich nofayim l'malo, the kruvim would lift their arms above their heads, soichichin b'chanfeim al kapoires, and they would hover over the kapoires upnei mishalachim. They had to face each other. Facing each other, we know the Inyan of Achdus. But what is it, Rabbi said, that they had to have their hands, the way the Kruvim looked was their hands or their wings were lying and outstretched over their heads. Way over their heads, according to the Gemara, there was a halal of 10 tvachim. Why the need to have that type of tzura in the holiest of holies, the most special, this most special and unique place in the world? So the answer I would like to give to these questions is all of these things, Rabbi Sai, I believe, are clear Ramazim to us that Hashem wants to give the Torah. This is the place where He is giving the Torah, where He's speaking to His nation and giving Torah forth to Klal Yisrael. But we need to know that in order to properly learn Torah, in order to properly achieve in Torah, we have to have certain prerequisites. Certain prerequisites in order to be mekabelei Torah, in order to receive the word of Hashem. This is represented in the faces and the structure and the sculptor of the two baby faces on top of the Aron with their wings outstretched above their heads. Obviously, the Inyan of two, the Baal Truma already tells us, like two chavruses who learn together in the Beis Medrash, the remez here is very simple, l'chayra, very clear. Torah is niknis b'chabura. You need a chavrusa, Rabbi Yisrael. A person needs somebody else to learn Torah with. Even though it's given by one God, and we have to be one nation to accept it, but Hashem wanted Torah to be taught and learnt, Rebbe Latalmid, Pneim Ishal Ochiv, together, Biyachad in unity. The Gemara tells us in many places that an individual who learns by himself, Torah will be forgotten from him. Torah will not remain by him. Torah is Niktis Bechabura, Torah is Niktis from a Rebbe, Torah has to be acquired through groups. Chaburis, chavrusis. As one of the Amorim said, oi chavrusa, oi misusa. It's not shaykh without chavrusa, a person cannot think of accomplishing without a chavrusa, without a group, without a yeshiva, without being shayach to everybody else. That's the first limud of the kruv. The second limud is the baby face. The baby face we've spoken about was such a powerful lesson, Rabbi Yisai, that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky taught us that you can be on top of the Aron Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim, but if you don't have the enthusiasm, if you don't have the freshness, if you don't have the ripeness of a young child who everything is fresh and new, you can't accomplish in Torah. We said last week in the parasha, B'chodesh Hazeh, Bo, Midbar Sinai, Rashi says, B'yom Hazeh, B'yom Ahu, Mazu Yom Hazeh, Torah has to be learned, Ki'ilu, today we got Torah from Har Sinai. And that could be the Poshup Shah, where we make the bracha, Noisein HaTorah. It has to be a freshness, a newness for Poshup. Torah, in order for it to go in, Torah, in order for it to remain by a person, it has to be fresh. It has to be new. It has to be enthusiastic. Avodas Hashem cannot be dull. We have to create ways that Torah should be enthusiastic, exciting. Coming to the Beis Medrash should be an exciting experience. And then Torah could have that impression on us. We can become a Torah by saying, where we sit there and look at it, Chas V'Shalom, Mitzvah Zanosh, Mila Moida, look at it and say, yeah, stop, go through the motions. No effect of us. Torah has to be unique. Torah has to be fresh. We have to come in as youth. We have to come as young men, young lads. We have to come with a freshness. We saw the Gedolei Olam, Rabbi Yisrael, learning the same sugyas. They had the same thing they learned over, with the same freshness. I remember seeing Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Zatzal, the Bir Yeshiva. I remember seeing him learning, coming again after visiting, I learned by him a little. I come visiting him later on also, but even when I was there in the back of the Beis Medrash in the 70s, whatever, shuckling, why was it with such freshness? Learning the same Baba Kama, he must have taught it 18 times. Who knows how many times he taught it? The same freshness, the same gishmak. Because the boy side, that's the Metzias of Torah. There's always new, it's always Torah, something that is so vast. And so, an infinite. There's no end to it, like the Gemara says in Brachas. Every time we go into it, we can find new chidushim. And that's the Metzias of Boisa. We have to approach it with a freshness. Many of us, we're not Matzliach, because when we walk in, we have to realize that in every word of Torah, there's a freshness, because it's always new. You learn it over 10 times, you can have a new chidush that you never saw before. You have something that you never understood before. Something that you squeeze out of it, that was never present before. But I want to talk about the Ikka today. Because this we've spoken about before, as Shmuel Rozovsky's Vart. We can add also the, you know, the purity of babies. The babies' faces are pure without sin. Obviously, the more we stay away from sin, to another Shmuel's, that's our ticket to Torah. Today I want to talk about a different topic, Lord Rabbi. In the time that we have left, this hit me this year, Rabbi Yisrael, as a new daher. A new daher, Rabbi Yisrael. And one of the most things I believe is what's destroying the generation, and what's destroying each and every individual, and why we don't have success. A person, the remez over here, I believe, is a somewhat powerful message to us. A powerful message to each individual, that if you want to grow, if you want to get anywhere in life, in any area of life, but certainly in Torah and Yerushalayim and Yiddishkeit, Rabbi, a person has to know this Yisrael, and I believe this is what this is, the destruction. This is the coil of the Yitzhar, especially in our generation, Rabbi Yisrael. In order to grow, in order to accomplish, in order to become something in Torah, a person has to have she'ifas. You have to have hopes, goals. Person has to live life with goals. This is the destruction of the generation. Most Bachrim come to learn, there are no goals. And even if there are certain goals, and his Rebbe helped make it, there are no individual goals. To become somebody, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives the Siyata Dishmaya, and whatever I can be in life, it's with his Koyach, with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Dishmaya, but I have to set the goals for myself. I have to lift my hands above my head, not what I'm holding now, and say, I want to be like this. This is what I want to be like. Not this. My hands above my head is, I want to reach out to the highest point I can achieve. I might not be holding there yet, but I have goals. I have hopes. I want to become somebody in my life. The destruction of the generation, Rabbi Yisai. But I'm coming to learn, what do you want to do? I don't know, do my year in Israel. What do you want to do after that? I don't know. Find something to do in my life. I'll do what I did here. Sleep. What are you going to do with your life? What are you going to accomplish? And your ruchnius. A person has to make a sulam. He has to have a ladder. A sulam mutzav arza v'roishen magia hashamayma. The Roish leads up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Shemaima. There's no such thing, Rabbi Yisai. A person cannot live life without goals to accomplish. Okay, Rebbe, what should I do now? Okay, maybe we'll finish a Masechta quick. Let's learn a Masechta together. Where's his goals? The Rebbe can pump up and bump up. A person has to have lived life with major goals. Think he's become somebody. Finish Shas. Finish Masechtas. Finish Prakim. But he has to have those goals, those Sheifas. He wants to be somebody. I'm not talking about an all yeshiva only. All out there in the world. What do you want to become? I want to learn. Beautiful. But what do you want to become? You want to learn the Shem Torah. It's beautiful. But you have to have sheifas, you have to have goals. You want to be a major Talmud Chacham. A giant Talmud Chacham. I want to know Kol Miksayis HaTorah. I want to know Hilchos Tzitzis, and I want to know Hilchos Tefillin, and I want to know Hilchos Shabbos. I want to know it. I have to have my own goals. I can't sit my whole life and wait around for my rebellion and people to tell me that I have to create sheifas for myself. And at all times, the person goes back to Nazmanim, whatever it is. What is he doing with it? There's no goals. That's why he sits in a bed half the day. He has no goals for himself in Nazmanim. Maybe I'll make some money, maybe I won't. I'm not talking about so good he finds a job. What are my goals to accomplish in Nazmanim? What I want to chazer? What I want to learn? What it means that I want to work on? I'm coming into a new Zman next day. What am I doing? I don't know. I just came here. Hey, his Rebbe sent me to Israel. Whose shir am I in? Where's my bed? What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? I'm not 6 years old. I'm not here teaching fifth graders. You know, they don't have goals. We have no goals. What do you want to accomplish with your life? What do you want to be? You came to yeshiva. You came to anywhere in life. You came to a place. What's your objective here? Guy's not doing nothing. You know, he has no goals. He has a one goal for himself. Guy says, I want to finish the Masechta that she was learning. I want to finish 5 problems that she was learning. How can a guy walk around without goals? Of course he's not going to he's not going to move. There's going to be no movement. If you don't have goals to be somebody, you never grow, Rabbis. You never get it. We have to set high goals for ourselves, realistic goals. But we want to become somebody. There's no reason in the world, the boys say, every single bach in yeshivas shouldn't be Talmid HaChacham Gedolim. There's no goals. Shalom Shetron tells the story. He was a bach learning in Chevron. She had the book here. It was a gewaldig, all the party, we have to find it later. So his Mashkiach, Meir Chadosh, called a few bachim in for a vad. And he said, Lamaisa, what do we do? What do you guys do? Are we doing the day? What's your schedule? Says, well, we learn morning. Say, okay, very good. But what do you do? Well, we do in the morning. We learn Ian, very slow, whatever the sugya. Afternoon, we learn a little bit here, a little bit there. He says, I don't understand something. You guys, in the morning, okay, you learn Ian. What do you do in the afternoon? We learn a little bit here. They know what you do. If you call, I'm in here, I'm in there. He says, I don't understand something. How long does it take each and every one of us right now to learn one block Gemara? How long does it take to learn a block Gemara? You have the afternoon, you have the night. You have 4 hours in the afternoon, whatever, two, three hours in the night. How long does it take? Some guy says it takes me 45 minutes to learn a block. They're Israeli, they're whatever, they're either. This guy takes an hour, this takes 2 hours to learn a block. Okay, 2 hours to learn a block. You have 4 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours there. So you should be learning two blocks then. You takes 45 minutes, you should be three block, four block. Each one, if you do it, half hour, five block, whatever. He started saying, what is the point? He said, where are you going? What are you accomplishing? What are you doing with your time? You have no goals. You don't have goals for yourself. Of course, we go a little here, we go schmooze, we go smoke a cigarette, we go think. You have no goals of being somebody. But see, this is what I'm giving you today, the simple thing. This is sort of life. Whenever you come to a situation, whatever it's been, it's a new day. What are my goals for today? If you don't have any goals, if you don't have anything that you want to become or do today, you're going to sleep. You're going to do nothing. Or even if you do something, listen, I want to go to the base magic because the Bissau gave a nice schmooze, I got chizik. I'm going, num, 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 num. Here I am. What do I do now? Anybody, I hope a scene's coming. I need some Doritos. What do I do now? Oh, I'll just read this book here on the table. 10 Steps to Becoming a Man. I am a man. That's why I'm here, not in seminary. I need the other book. How to Become a Woman. What is he doing? What do you think? Okay, maybe I'll read this book. It looks nice. What's going on in Mars? Who was the first one who learned science on Mars? Interesting story. What am I doing? I'm kind of this man. What am I doing every day? What are my goals? What am I accomplishing? So you made a thing of Shon said, it's such a powerful thing that Taka, you can make a schedule, make a plan, and accomplish. So Shon said when it's Chavrusa, they started writing down how many blot they did. That winter's month, it was like the middle of Shvat, I think, I forgot, or Tavis. They finished Baba Basra four times. Baba Basra was 176 blot. He finished it four times, and he finished the last time, Erev Pesach, was Chavrusa. Four times the whole Baba Basra. We can't accomplish what we're saying. Shtusim Ravon. Everybody here. The person's heart takes an art school. I'm not saying you should learn art school all day. The person's heart takes whatever he can. He learns what we're saying. Make a goal for yourself, even if it's an omelet day. Why aren't we accomplishing more and feeling more satisfaction in our day? Because we have no goals, we have no she'ifas, we don't want to become somebody. And that's the terror. We spoke last week about the kidnapping of Isai. Kidnapping ourselves. That is the kidnapping. The real person that we could be. We're being kidnapped by our own selves. We have no sheifis. There's no plan. What do I want to do this year in Eretz Yisrael? I'm coming back next month. What am I doing this month? I'm finishing a mesavta with a goal. Not because my Rebbe tells me now quick, 5 minutes before, let's do something quick. It's also gvaldik. But where's my own goals? What do I want to do? What do I want to become? A garbage collector. What do I want to be in my life? A person has to decide he wants to be somebody, to be who he can be, and set goals for himself. Not always have to be inspired, told by the Rebbe, oh, what should I do now? Okay, I'll give you a list. 10 easy steps how to become a Talmud Chacham. He has to make a plan for himself. He has to make she'ifas for herself. He He has to daven for it also. But certainly b'chanfeyem, you have to have those goals to be somebody. Today we're lacking talmidei chacham in a crazy amount because no one cares. Not no one has a shalom, but people don't are not interested in being gold. Okay, at least I'm learning now. What about learning? In Europe, everybody finished Shas. They do talmidei chachamim. They chazert. People chazert their mesachtes. They learned that smother. If a guy knew that he had to finish by this year, he finished it just the half elf of those, but he has a chorus. He has to finish a certain amount. They set the goals for us in the half elf of those in the choruses. You have to do this and this and this to pass the course, but you have to do it. The person knew that at the end of this month I have to learn 50 plots, 30 plots, I have to know it. That's my goal, because I have to know it. I'm going to break my head till I do it. He wouldn't be out every 10 minutes walking around laps. Get one of those clickers. 742 times around the base. Try this way now. Or that way, or this way. Oh, you see, I found a new place in the campus. An ant farm. I know every single nook and cranny. My best friends are the spiders. Four spiders, one in the bathroom over there in the corner. He's a bad guy. I talk to him every day. We have a good conversation. Part of my goals for the day, spider talk. Then I go around that sort of the thing. Of course, I have nothing to do. I don't have to accomplish anything. Just here, come in, go over here, go to the dining room, go there, go there. No accomplishment. Look at the fish. Count how many fish they have, Hashem. New fish came in this week. Something else to look at tonight. Hashem, beautiful. It's blue, gewaldig, blue color. Matches the sweatshirts. We have an orange and a blue one, gewaldig. Put apple bombs on the fish. Goals are my side. Sheifis. There's no one in the world who can't be great. Unbelievable Talmud Chacham. You know who kills him? The person himself. He has no sheifis. No sheifis. No one taught him anything about having sheifis. Go to school. Came back from school. And this, I got to just do what everybody's doing. Just live with the Joneses. Just do what everybody's doing. It's crazy. A person cannot become anything in life, really, without a sheifa, a goal, a hope, a dream. Even if he doesn't become what he dreams, he'll be a little bit less, but he becomes somebody. Without a dream, without a hope, you're nothing. If he comes to yeshiva, if he's coming to yeshiva, he has to come with a dream, with a hope. I'm going to become a Talmud Chacham. I'm going to become the best book I can become. Then he has a drive to get up. I have to do something because I have to do it. I have 30 blot. I mean, I'm going to do 30 blot. Reasonable goal. I mean, I'm going to do 20 blot. I know. I mean, I'm going to do Hilchos Shabbos this month. I mean, I'm going to do Hilchos Brachas. I mean, I'm going to learn Hilchos Yeridaya. I made it up. I'm going to do it. So he has a push. I can't go out now. I got to study. I can't go out now. Every 5 minutes, I go on this thing. My great, 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 great grandmother's third cousin's mailman's bar mitzvah, his dog's bar mitzvah. I can't attend. Even though all the dogs are attending in the neighborhood, I can't attend. Every night I could go out. Every night I could do something. But not if I have goals, not if I want to accomplish goals. 176 blah, four times. Ravad Yosef, everybody talks about his gewaldige memory, his unbelievable memory, he knows everything. I once heard, I think from some same song very close to him. And he was in Bach and Paris, Yosef Yeshiva. He, in Wintersman, they learned Git in the Vaisa. You know how many times he finished it in that Wintersman? 60 times. He finished Git in that Wintersman. 60 times. The Gemara says in Chagiga Tessam Beis, you look at the Gemara, you have a chance. The Gemara says there's a difference. Boy Re'ei, Ben Sadik, La Rosha, Ben Uyvi, Elokim, Leima Uyvi. So the Gemara says, what's the chil between Oyvid and Eino Oyvidai? The Gemara says, it's Oyvid Hashem and Eino Oyvid are both tzaddikim, the Gemara says. The difference is that the Oyvid Hashem chazes 101 times. Whereas the Oyvid, the guy who's not so much Oyvid, only chazes 100 times. 100 times the Gemara was like, no, well, you know, oh, that's so, that's amazing. So Rebbe, he quotes that Gemara. I went to a shiur from a Rebbe who was quoting the Gemara. I wish I could do that. Of course you can do it. You chaz something 100 times, 50 times, 3 times, you would also know very well. When was the last time a person did a chazara with stuff? The Gemara says, when the Tzivon is trying to make a Gemara, regular Talmud Chacham chaz 100 times a Gemara. 100. A guy who does a little bit extra, he chaz it 101 times. And he's not going to forget, because he's 101 and the Rambam should fight in new shas so well. All these people, Avadi had amazing. You know how many times he chazed? The Chazanish used to say, Rambam used to chazed hundreds of times for quick chazaras. So we didn't learn shas when we were 15 like Rambam should fight to do. But we're still young, Rambam. Halavai, I would be sitting in your shoes right now, Rambam. Halavai, and here in such a shmooze, I would take my thing and sit and chazed and no call a shas. Shas, there's so much to learn about it, and so available today. It's the most pellet the gazava about it. If you would ask me, or I would ask you, we would ask each other. In our generation, we should have such unbelievable chalim. Torah is so available. Any guy can learn. You can have anything. You don't have to know how to read Aramaic. There's everything out there today in Hebrew, in English, in Aramaic, in French, in Spanish, Japanese. They come out with the Schottenstein Japanese Talmud. For all those Japanese people, they have the articles about them that they want to learn the Talmud. Schottenstein's coming out now. The Japanese tradition! Bao Bao Bang! Written by Tsi Fong Kung. He became a rabbi. He got baptized. He got circumcised just recently. He's now a rabbi. He's studying Talmud for 15 years. He's now going to translate the Talmud Schottenstein. And did anybody want to donate himself in the Dharma Japanese? They're looking for a sponsor of himself. Any language, anything's available, Medrash, whatever you want. The Medrash in the Agassua. I opened up one of these magazines. From Purim Torah, what do you want? You open up Art Scroll, 75 different things. I've done Feinstein on that. I've got 16 different Megillah things, Pirushim, Shiurim, Rabbi Reisman, this, that, Rabbi Fran, there's so much Torah available. We're the Talmud of Chachamim! Because we live like that. There's no goals to be a Talmud of Chachamim. There's no goals to be something great. So go, a little bit of this, I'll do a dab in that, I'll dabble in this, and dabble in that, and dabble in my iPod also a little bit. So if it's left with nothing, going back now for Ben Hizmar, we're going, now forget about Ben Hizmar, because we have a week now, next week. Again, but what are my goals this week? I'm not going to bed! I accomplish my goals for myself. I'm making a goal for this week, I'm finishing the second opponent. The next week, I'm finishing this, I'm finishing that. I'm going to learn a Miksoya for next week, and I'm not going out of the base marriage until I do it. You feel the accomplishment, you feel so great. Because you set forth a plan and you achieve it. There's no greater feeling. And as soon as you finish that, Yaakovinu's in a dream. He's in a dream. He just came out from 14 years of learning Torah like he never learned in his whole lifetime. He did not go to sleep, says Chazal. And there, sitting by thee, first time he goes to sleep in 14 years of Isaac. But here we do the opposite. Some guys, it's the first time. Anyway, for 14 years, first time going to sleep. Imagine that. Ah, what a sleep. He's time to rest, of Isaac. And then he sees a dream. He has a dream. A dream. He sees a sulam going up, steps. Ask the Chofetz Chaim, what's the remnant of this dream? What's the meaning of the oil of Sulam, which is the eye? Says the Chofetz Chaim, and I want to add the Chofetz Chaim's word. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that the oil of the Yod was teaching Yaakov Avinu a lesson that in Yiddishkeit there's no such thing as staying stagnant. You can't stay on the same rung. You're either going up or you're going down. There's no such thing. Okay, I got to where I want to be. That's where I'm going to be my whole life. No such thing. In Yiddishkeit, it's says the Goyin in the Pasuk, Oy v'chayim l'mal l'maskil l'mantzu v'shol tachas. We're not going out, we're not going down, going down, if you're not going up, you're going down to the brinks of H-E-L-L. There's no such thing as saying stagnation. You gotta go up. So Yaakov sees this dream of Isaac. I don't understand. Yaakov was 77 years old. The highest level. He's now going, after 14 years, Hashem was telling Melissa, I don't care where you're headed to. You gotta have goals to go up far further, for if not, you'll never stay under my dream. Oh, you're gonna go down. Give Yaakov a view if all the highest madrigals that he got. The calls mind you in this world, you gotta keep setting your goals to go higher and higher and higher and higher. And that was in the Rams, even though he's going out now to go as the base love, and somehow there, you're going to go higher, and he did. Tired Mitzvah Shomorti, he stayed by base love, and he kept all the mitzvahs. This is why people are not learning up so much, they learn so little. Learning so much more of Gifter at the time of his book, how he's screaming in all yeshivas, how the goals, the paces, people are not learning up. Why aren't they learning up? Torah should be learned up, Torah should be known, there should be so much knowledge of Torah today. And not only learning, but saying, you know, it's tefillahs, we should have goals, we want to become a better davener, we should have goals, we want to become a better person, I want to become a bigger Baal Chesed, I want to become a bigger Anav, I want to become a bigger less of a Balgaiva. I want to work on myself. I want to be a better person. Goals in all areas of life. We have to have long-term goals. For the year, for the few years that I'm in yeshivas, the short-term goals. Now, next week, when I go back to America, what am I doing, Bein Hazman? What is my goals? I never hear a goal. I'm sorry, I'm going to try to get up. No, I'm going to go. I learned this man, one paragraph of Baba Kama. I learned to the Selda. I'm going to defend the Bein Hazman. Coming out with knowing the Masechta. I'm a chazan of Masechta Ben Hazman. That's my goal for Ben Hazman. The person has to, before he gets on the plane, once you get on the plane, it's hers waiting for you. He's waiting for you. He's taken the plane before and he has all sorts of plans what he wants to do with you when you get back. Yeah, I'll be good. Don't worry, Rebbe. It'll be a great Ben Hazman this year. Dum, 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 dum. There he is. Blown to pieces 2 days back already. The same person that was bothering him for 4 years ago is back on his trail again. She even got on the flight. Also, somehow. She had a special passport entrance from the Yitzhara to get on the flight. Or this phone that he didn't have showers with until all of a sudden it popped up under his pillow the first morning back. Or this or that, everybody said, if you don't have goals, then I want to become up, getting up every day for Shacharis at a certain time in the diamond, 8 o'clock, and I want to learn every day after Shacharis, and I have a certain thing to learn and accomplish, and make a goal for myself, and this Ben Hazman will be different, but it's like, back in the garbage pail, Ben Hazman again. Oh, man, another Ben Hazman to the waste. Base bin. So guys, it has to be we, including myself, we have to make Ifis for herself, and then the wings of the thing of us. I think about it all the time. We could have the excitement of the baby and everything, but if we don't have goals, we're never going to get up that ladder of us. The bracha to everybody of us is that we think into our lives a little bit, and it has to be realistic goals, very, very important of us. Realistic goals. You can't set goals that's way above, that's the biggest depression there is. Set goal, oh, I'm finishing Shas by next week. That's it. I'm getting the new tapes. I'm buying all these tapes. Great shmooze. I'm excited. That's it. Shas by tomorrow. No. Realistic goals. If I say. A mission a day. A mission a day you can do? Yeah. I take on a mission a day. One mission. I have a certain Talmud. I speak on the phone. And he wasn't learning. I said, do me a favor. Do a little one mission a day. I don't give a whole day. One mission a day? What's so hard? Just take on one mission a day. But all right, well, yeah, you do that mission. Kids, he Baruch Hashem. Called me, and a few weeks ago he already finished a couple of the sechtes. It's unbelievable how quick it goes. It's one day. I thought people start with Megillah. There's one mishnah a day you can't do. Everybody can do a mishnah a day. I was doing a mishnah 2 minutes. Yeah, I have college. You can do it to a mishnah. What's wrong with a mishnah? Oh, and you can't learn a few psukim of chumash every day. Five psukim of chumash every day. Five psukim. How much fun can you do? The person adds up. Things add up, but you do it constantly. Make a goal for something. I'm not going to sleep tonight. And oh boy. Ben Zmanim that's a late night, you know, until I get to my bed. I'm not going to sleep tonight until I learn a Mishnah. That's hard. Was how long did I be there in the Mishnah? I'm going to learn a little Kitzur Shulchan Aruch every day. I'm a Chazri. I'm a Chazri over the Mishnah. I suppose. You live with the Mishnah. You live with the Gemara. A little Gemara, a little Mishnah, a little Shalach. After a while, you're a Mayan HaMitzgaber, says Chazal. Shtei Alochus B'chol Yoyim. You become a Mayan HaMitzgaber. An overwhelming fountain. The guy knows called Mishnayis, the whole Mishnayis. He knows Mishnah Brura. He knows Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He knows a Masechta, he takes one Masechta, he makes his Masechta, he's constantly chazering it, a few lines every day. It's his Masechta, that's his goal, this is my Masechta. Chagiga, Brochas, Tainus, that's going to be my Masechta, that's my goal. And he chazered hundreds of times, on the spot, he knows it, he's thinking about it. When he goes on a train, a bus, he's thinking about his Gemara. Become a God on the bus, Emes a God. Learning with enthusiasm, with chavrusas, with goals and she'ifas to become somebody, and I'll learn, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll be able to see tremendous, tremendous hatzlacha, become chavidei chachamim, have such a happy life, Rabbi Yisrael, when a person accomplishes something, if you make a big deal every year, that's the big deal, is because when you accomplish something like that, you may have a tremendous, everybody knows what a great feeling it is. Zorcha to have those feelings, Zorcha to become talmidei chachamim, and give the greatest source of nachas to the Yerushalayim, and serve the Mashiach to came in here.